MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, May 19, 2025. Authorities are looking into the death of a teenager in Peabody, and the governor is urging Congress to reject food stamp cuts. Cloudy, windy, near 60, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 5:09 p.m. Salem News is reporting that authorities in Peabody say they are investigating the death of a local teenager that occurred early Saturday morning. The victim was only identified as a 14-year-old. Peabody police received a 911 call early that morning, and emergency personnel responded to the scene, where they immediately began life-saving measures. The teen, however, was pronounced dead at the scene, according to a statement from the Essex County District Attorney's Office. The teen was an eighth grader at the Higgins Middle School, according to Peabody Superintendent Josh Fidella. Grief counselors for students and staff are available at all of the district's schools today. The death is being investigated by the Essex County DA's office, Peabody Police, and the State Medical Examiner's Office. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that Governor Mara Healey is urging Congress to reject a proposal that would require states to pick up a larger portion of costs for the federally funded food stamp program, saying the move would hurt needy families and businesses. In a letter to members of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, and the House Committee on Agriculture, Healey calls on lawmakers to reject proposed changes to the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program funding mechanism, which she said would shift significant costs to states to provide the benefits. Congressional Republicans are advancing a plan that would require states to cover up to 75% of SNAP costs, up from the current 50-50 split cost-sharing formula. Buck Anderson reports in the Salem News, the new town manager is on the job. Jill Cahill officially became Danvers' new town manager after being sworn in by the select board last week. Cahill, who has a long record in public service and municipal leadership, was praised by town officials for bringing with her extensive experience, a collaborative leadership style, and a strong commitment to community engagement. She was selected by unanimous vote March 18 as one of two finalists to replace Steve Bartha, who had accepted the position of town manager in Lexington last fall. Cahill has more than 20 years of experience in local and state government. For the past 4 years, she has been chief administrative officer for the city of Gloucester, where she previously served as the community development director. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
In the latest edition of the Mayor's Corner, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon thanks the voters of Newburyport for their participation in the May 13 special election.
I'm glad we're moving forward. Again, I've put a lot into this project. My team has put a lot into this project. The city has put a lot into this project. I want to just thank real quick that there was a citizen ballot committee, a yes committee that came together. Andrea Wheatman and Stacey McMillan, oh my goodness, just two absolute rock stars. And working right along with them, I'll highlight Beth Track, Lisa Smith, and Brian Callahan, and a host of others around the city worked about getting the message out, setting up meet and greets, standouts, signs. I can't tell you how many people I've been able to stand in front of these past few weeks and talk about this project. So it was definitely a team effort. And so again, I want to thank all those efforts. And like I said, this was a good night for Newburyport, I would say, moving forward. I'm also very aware that, 39% of the people didn't want to move forward with this project. And I'm sure everyone had various reasons. I am certainly concerned with, affordability in Newburyport right now. you know, we're about to get into the budget season. And, you know, for me and for my team and the city, you know, this was a highly rated project. And I think we'll get to talk about priorities and projects more once we get into the capital improvement plan. But again, you know, for me, like, the city was able to check off a really important piece that we've been working on a long time that's going to impact thousands of residents for generations to come. And that's really exciting.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Also in Newburyport, WFXT-TV is reporting a New Hampshire man is facing drug and firearm charges following his arrest in Newburyport, where police said they also arrested a local woman on a drug charge. 58-year-old Charles Allen of Seabrook, New Hampshire, and 49-year-old Susan Devlemink of Newburyport were arrested following a traffic stop on Thursday night, according to police. Both were arraigned Friday in Newburyport District Court. Allen is charged with possession of a Class B drug, carrying a loaded firearm without a license, 4 counts of carrying a dangerous weapon, and 2 counts of possessing ammunition without an FID card, according to police. And itemlive.com is reporting the city of Lynn is proposing to double the exemption on personal property taxes for small business owners, as well as property taxes for disabled veterans. Director of Assessing, Christopher Gaeta, was directed by Mayor Jared Nicholson to submit to the city council a proposal that would increase the personal property tax exemption for small businesses from $5,000 to $10,000 annually. Red Sox host the Mets tonight after losing to Atlanta yesterday 10-4. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.